This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3328 for Wednesday, the 5th of May 2021. Today's show is entitled, Pandas Part 2 and is part of the series A Little Bit of Python. It is hosted by Enigma and is about 12 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Enigma continues his discussion about his favorite Python module Pandas.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. I'm your host, Enigma, and this is another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, I'm going to be talking about my Pandas Part 2. And this is going to be part of a series that I'm kind of renaming on the fly here. It used to be For the Love of Python. I'm going to say it's For the Love of Data. I plan on doing more data science-y, data analytic type things in this particular series, and I want it to be all-encompassing and not tied to a particular language, because we might do some SQL, we might do some other things as part of this series. So I did a intro to Pandas back in January of this year, 2021, and this is a follow-up. For those that didn't listen to the first episode, it's 3253, I believe. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes. But Pandas is a Python module that basically allows you to create two-dimensional data structures in memory, and it allows you to do some manipulation and any type of data cleaning, data wrangling that you want to do. And you can write to an output file, you can write to a database, you can do a lot of cool things with Pandas, and I use it every day. So I wanted to talk more about a couple of topics. We're going to talk about another way to apply a conditional field. We're going to create a data frame from a dictionary. We're going to append a data frame with another data frame, so just basically concatenating two data frames together with the same column name. So we can get into more advanced topics at another. I'm just giving you kind of a high level basic. We're going to talk about joining data frames with merges and joins. They're different, and I use one more than another, and we'll talk about that why. And then we're going to write an output file using CSV, and this is a one-liner. We'll briefly cover that at the end of the show. So I wanted to talk about first the ways to apply a condition to a field based on other values in the data frame. And I talked in my last show about using NumPy select for this, and you can go back and review that and review the code. I'll also have a working example in this show notes so you can compare the differences. This is defining a function and then applying that function to the data frame. If we were going to hypothetically create a data frame that had a integer value that, you know, was 1 through, like, let's say 20, and we wanted to create a basically a good bad flag or a true false flag in the data set based on the values that were in that column, we could do that using a function. And basically what you would do is you would define your function name and then pass in the data frame. And then you would basically do an if statement to say, let's say if the DF score was greater than 10, return good. Else if it was, you know, less than 10, or you could just even do an else, return bad. And then you could basically do outside of the function, you could say, DF, let's say status, and you would put that in brackets and in parentheses, equal, and then df.apply in parentheses your function, comma, axis 1, and then you would end your parentheses. And this would basically create a status field that would be good, bad, based on the data in the other column. I like this approach a little bit more than the NumPy select, only because it looks cleaner. If someone has a plus minus on, if they're using both and they found a pro-con approach to this, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, leave me a comment, or get with me on Twitter. I'll have all that in the show notes. So the next thing I wanted to talk about would be basically creating a data frame from a dictionary. And this is pretty easy. As long as you keep the dictionary labels and the data frame labels the same, it's basically a one-line statement. So you're going to create your data frame. So let's say df2 in this case, equal to pd.dataframe. Remember to capitalize the D and the F. Been tripped up on that many times. And then you're going to put that in parentheses your dictionary name, so my dictionary, and then end your parentheses, obviously. And this is going to create a data frame based on the dictionary. Pretty easy. The next thing is talking about merges and joins. So there are two approaches to joining two data frames together, and this would be basically like a SQL join for those who are more familiar with SQL. So if you use dot join, so basically df equal df dot join, and then the other in parentheses your other data frame, you're going to be joining those two objects based on their indexes, and this is assuming they have similar indexes. So the dot join is, I believe, the first function that they introduced, and then the merge was basically a replacement for that. I don't know that for true, but I use merge way more than I use join. And if someone has a good use case for that, reach out to me. I'd love to know, because I use merge way more than I'll ever use join. So merge gives you the ability to control how you merge the two data frames together. So you can do an inner join, a left join, a right join. So And what that means is basically if you're doing a left join, whatever data frame you define first, so whatever's in front of the, so it would be df.merge, and then let's say we were doing df2 as the merged item, the df would be the left portion of the join. So you're essentially keeping everything in the first data frame irrespective of the second data frame. So if you're creating like a DF3, for example, you would get everything in the first data frame and then join to any matching elements in the second data frame. So if you do an inner, you just basically get a cross-section of both. So they have to exist in both based on the columns you define. If you do a right, obviously it would be whatever the second element is on the right join. So this has the power of giving cross sections of data frames. So I use it a lot when I'm trying to compare two data sets, or I'm trying to append a data set based on another data set. So I use it a lot in a real life example. So I work for a heavy equipment manufacturer, and we were appending serial numbers based on a equipment number, an internal equipment number, or prices based on an equipment number, something like that, where your data sets might not be completely aligned. So I do the left join to see the differences, or I'll do an inner to see the differences. So you can also have different column names. So by default, if you're just doing it and you get past no elements, it assumes that the column names are the same. If you do a scenario, and I'll leave a note in the show notes for this, if you do a left underscore on equals, you can define the column name and you put that in brackets just like you define any other column in pandas, you can define what column you're joining on. And then same way with right underscore on, there's two elements that you can define there. So that's a little bit more complicated, and I'll leave a detailed explanation in the show notes for that. So append is basically another one-liner, pretty much, as long as your data frames line up from a field-by-field perspective. So in other words, if you're reading in two files that have the exact same columns, it's pretty easy and pretty straightforward. So in this instance, it would be a df equal df.append, and then you pass the second data frame, so df2. Pretty straightforward. The last thing I'm going to talk about is basically writing to an output file, and there's multiple ways you can write to output in pandas, but I'm just going to cover a simple one. This one is the .to CSV, so .to_CSV. And this requires no parameters. This is pretty much how I do when I'm just exploring data and I want to look at it in Excel, or I want to look at the output file. I pretty much just do an underscore dot to underscore CSV, and just to get me an output, pretty simple. And I'm bad at just naming my output.csv, and then if I have it open, it'll error, whatever. So, long and short, this was a pretty short episode. Wanted to do another follow-up with pandas. So there'll be a third, at least one more in this panda series, or panda sub-series of my For the Love of Data. We'll be talking about group bys. And group bys gives you powerful Excel-like pivot capabilities within pandas. So stay tuned for that. And as always, I'll leave a detailed explanation in the show notes for the purposes of you following along to me rambling about pandas, and all my contact information will be in the show notes as well. Otherwise, have a great day, guys, and take care of yourselves.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.